This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, there are times on this program when we find it useful to pause, take just a couple of minutes, and do an explainer on something that's in the economic ether that maybe you hear but you don't quite get. So I'm going to play you some audio.
Here's a fact. This bill is going to reduce the size of our deficit.
This will pay for itself.
This is a revenue neutral bill and probably a revenue producer.
Eventually, actually, it does pay for itself.
That was Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey, also the Secretary of the Treasury, Steven Mnuchin, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Representative Tom Cole back in 2017 as the tax bill that became the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was making its way through Congress.
It's the largest tax cut in the history of our country.
Well, it wasn't measured as a percentage of the entire economy, but that's not important right now. What is important is that just the other day, Larry Kudlow, the president's chief economic advisor, said this on CNBC.
I would argue strongly that the corporate tax cut has already been paid for and that roughly two-thirds of the overall tax cut has been paid for.
Now, we know it takes time for changes in the tax code to work their way through the economy, but paid for?
So the thing about paid for is that you've taken a verb, pay, and you've gotten rid of all of the arguments.
She's a linguist, so bear with me here, Jessica Rett from UCLA.
So we're used to it in a sentence like, Kai paid Jessica $10 for the beer.
Kind of a lot for a beer, Professor Rett, but I'm with you so far.
So when you say, Kai paid Jessica $10 for the beer, you know exactly how much and who is doing the paying and who is receiving the paying.
That's the argument part.
But if I just say the beer was paid for, you just interpret the sentence as meaning, okay, well, the beer was the thing that was paid for, and I'm just going to have to assume that someone paid someone some amount.
So back to that thing that Larry Kudlow said.
I would argue strongly that the corporate tax cut has already been paid for and that roughly two-thirds of the overall tax cut has been paid for.
In this case, because there's so many arguments missing, you're not giving me any information about who's paying for what. We tend to interpret it as meaning something like it's self-funded.
So are these tax cuts being paid for like somebody's paying for a beer?
These tax cuts are not being, I'm afraid to use the words now after this linguist, but they're not being paid for.
Howard Gleckman is a senior fellow at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center in Washington.
There's simply no evidence that the tax cut paid for itself or even paid for two-thirds of itself.
All right, noted, but hang on.
The broader question is, who pays for tax cuts?
The Tax Policy Center figures 65% of Americans got a tax cut in 2018.
So like any tax bills, there were provisions that lowered taxes and there were provisions that raised taxes. Look at the net effect of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. What you find is that it reduced taxes by about $1.5 trillion. That's what you have to pay for.
$1.5 trillion. That's what someone has to pay the government for the tax cut.
The only way you're going to, if you will, pay for this bill is either through economic growth that the bill is going to produce, which hasn't happened, or through borrowing. And if you borrow the money, you eventually have to pay it back. And the people who are going to pay it back are going to be future generations who are going to pay higher taxes or receive fewer government benefits. That's all there is.
Listen, there is still a lot we don't know about the long-term impact of this tax law, but there is some historical context that's helpful here.
You know, we've been to this movie before.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes in 1981. George W. Bush cut taxes in 2001.
And every time, the proponents of those tax cuts argued that they would pay for themselves. And every time, the deficit went up after the tax cuts were enacted, and in fact, went up a lot.
So the next time you hear something like this,
this will pay for itself.
The corporate tax cut has already been paid for.
Eventually, actually, it does pay for itself.
Come on back to Marketplace.org. Play this explainer again.